More and more of us South Enders are losing their religion. Don't ask me why. I just read a survey that showed a quarter of us don't believe in a supreme being. Too bad for Donald Trump. That's way up since the last survey. But here's the odd part. The number of us who don't believe in God but believe in an afterlife doubled. Faith-based heaven, I suppose, or maybe just bad logic, a trend that seems to be more and more prevalent. Down at the little church in the ravine, Reverend Paul makes it a point most every Sunday to exhort his flock to eschew sin. Live a holy life, he preaches, and if you mess up, ask the good Lord for forgiveness. Believe on the Lord, he says, or surely hell will follow. Now, I may be mistaken here, but I'm guessing most of the folks who believe in the afterlife are talking about streets of gold, not Beelzebub's barbecue. You don't believe in a deity, you probably won't buy the quaint notion of the devil. And you think heaven is waiting for you no matter what, why not enjoy a little sinning while you're waiting for the pearly gates to open? No punishment waiting, no purgatory for the wicked. Believe me, Pastor Paul doesn't pound that pulpit with his ragged Bible to tell parishioners they got nothing to lose if they covet their neighbor's wife. Go right ahead, cheat the other guy on that used car you said was running great when you know damn well the engine isn't getting oil up in the cylinder head. You can make a little extra money and still get a reservation in the Angel Motel after your last breath. Shirley, my neighbor who runs the Pampered Pekingese pet grooming service, claims she'll be reincarnated as a pup. The Hindu believe the wheel rewards those who do good, but I guess now we think we get what we want, not what we deserve. Shirley better hope she doesn't end up at the pound with all the other unwanted pets. Not everyone gets pampered in this mean old world.